Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend John Fox. John's the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax. JohnOFox.com, is that right, John?
I think the place to go is the number 10, 10taxquestions.com.
There you go. 10taxquestions.com, the number 10.com. They can find your all about what you're working on, your book and books and
yes,
all that sort of thing.
So
check
all
check that out, folks. John is helping us with our tax reform. And John, I know that you're under the radar, you're helping to mold the minds of some of the leadership, and I'm proud of you for that, taking that leadership position. We're looking forward to hearing more about that coming down the pike. Last thoughts on the reform, tax reform. When I think about tax reform, you and I talking about tax reform and encouraging our political leaders to reform our tax code, to me, it's like telling a drug addict you're going to take their drugs away from them, because the tax code has become the source of the influence that political parties have.
You're so right, and you know, just take these two figures. There's about close to $12 trillion of individual income that all of us collectively earn during the year. Only about half of it is actually taxed. Well, that means that the government, Congress, has decided for all of their political purposes and for other programs to conduct a whole set of policies through the tax system that could be taken out of the tax system and, to the extent rational, put in the direct government budget. But they don't do that because there is no budget for all of the tax breaks that are in the system.
You're talking about, and folks, he's talking about the home deduction, the interest deduction, contributions. Those are the things that come away from the $12 trillion in income that aren't taxed, right?
Well, yeah, and Goldman Sachs, for example, a couple of years ago I wrote an op-ed about this. Their top 400 managers had health insurance premiums of $40,000 each.
Golden Healthcare, yeah.
Goldman's, these are Cadillac, super Cadillac policies, and they're excluded from tax. They save $14,000 at least on each one of those, which is about the average cost of a basic family policy.
So your reform idea is to put a cap on things like that, right? So
absolutely, absolutely. Limited
and
to
same
what
thing,
ordinary.
And the same thing with home deductions, right?
Yeah,
you're not
in
saying,
other words, get it down.
You're not saying that Billy Joe and Lorene shouldn't be able to deduct their home deduction. You're saying that the top income folks can't deduct three houses.
Yeah, in other words, focus any of the programs on people who need help.
Right.
You know, Lincoln said that what government should do is simply provide the assistance of people where we want them to be assisted, who can't really do it themselves. We don't do that. We provide it for at all different levels. And so if we want to bring down tax rates, which I think we can, we have to cut out all sorts of excesses in the home mortgage interest deduction. It doesn't have to be on $1 million. Simpson Bowles said it shouldn't be on more than $500,000.
Now, interestingly enough, though, John, what you were just saying sounds a lot like Governor Romney's proposal, and I never heard President Obama say anything like that.
Well, everybody mouths about that we should do these things, and both sides are very capable.
I still say the irony, John, is that you would have had more of a chance of getting what you want done under Romney than you will under Obama.
Well, he would have, but his 20%, he not only would have Bush tax cuts for the top 3%, but he would have cut those rates by 20%. We need more revenue. Simpson Bowles.
What about capital gains?
Well, what I would do with capital gains is, again, compromise. They were the top capital gains rate under Clinton when we did fabulously well was 20%. Move it back to 20% as a compromise. That's not going to hurt. Move the dividends, don't put them up to 39.6%, which they were before.
Right.
Put them at 20%.
Yeah.
That's a nice compromise.
All right,
so I see something in between both sides.
Last thoughts, John, before I wrap up. Are we going to avoid the physical cliff?
Absolutely.
How is that going to happen?
I think that the two sides, I think that...
Will they solve it or will they kick the can?
No, I think they're going to do both. I think they're going to have some real reform and agree to address the remaining problems in the next session. I think Boehner has already said this, Speaker of the House, that he doesn't want to play the same game they played before, and I don't think he will. I think they'll get together. So I think we'll avoid the fiscal cliff. I think that we are, in fact, still a sane country, and that the Democrats and Republicans need to work together, and I think they'll have still the show.
Well,
that they
we
can.
Will see, and you will have you back to talk about it some more. Thanks for John for all these years that you've provided us with great wisdom and information.
My pleasure, Jim.
Thanks. John Fox, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.